So, how was your week? Hi, everybody. Thank you for that wonderful welcome. If I sound like a Muppet, it is because I had a little bit of surgery this week. Everything's going great. And this was a choice. Because I have an incision. I have an incision that I wanted to show you all, and my children would not let that happen. But thanks. Thanks for coming out for tonight's celebration. Thanks to everybody who waited out in the rain, because I know that wasn't a lot of fun. I didn't, because I just walked right in. My name's Clint McElroy. Did I already say that? That's neither a yes or no. But I am here to share something very important with you, which nobody trusts me to remember. Aw, to heck with it. The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I say only so you babies out there know how cool you are for listening. What's up, you cool babies? Show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I am your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother and 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy.
All I can think about is how great it would have been if you did that jump scare and popped the giant balloon that was behind you and scared the crap out of yourself.
That would have been, the scarer had become, you guys know the neck thing's fake, right? You kind of bit it, I feel like, kind of took
his
the
surgery, he his got surgery. A filling.
He had a filling. It's fine.
We should mention about the balloons, this is going to be a cuss-free Candle Nights family-friendly episode.
Yeah.
Unless one of those balloons pops.
Yeah.
And then it will become, for a brief moment, cuss-filled.
We guarantee pure language, but not pure thought.
Yeah.
It's some challenging...
There will be easy language, difficult thought.
Challenging
Challenging
topics.
Ideas. So we're the brawny boys, apparently.
Okay.
To
be fair, though, two of these were unintentional. Justin and I did not plan this. Griffin saw us do this and went, okay.
I didn't want to be left out.
Oh, boy.
So it's Candle Night.
Merry Candle Night. Can I say a quick thank you? Just to remember to Akinpucky for recreating the Candle Nights.
And bringing back Superdesk.
Superdesk back home.
It makes me feel like when we did our last Candle Nights show, which was last September, which is just when it happened to be Candle Nights, and it sort of threw me back. It was like a fun throwback Thursday to the time I ran into the mayor's car with your car. Which was a fun sort of experience to relive. And a year later, I think we can all agree, still pretty mortifying.
Yeah.
Like the worst thing
that's
ever happened.
He's not over it either.
Have not talked to him since.
So I have been sitting on something I've wanted to talk about Candle Nights Radio for a long time now.
Oh, good.
I want to introduce a new character to the Candle Nights canon.
We haven't had a mascot.
Well, we have the Star King, but
shoot,
Star King
you're
is
right.
More kind of a figurehead. I'm talking about someone that's more
Star
feet
King
on the ground.
Star King is the reason for the season.
Yeah. I'm talking about somebody who's like boots on the ground, getting the work done character. And in the grand tradition of holiday celebrations kind of stealing other people's tradition, I've already seen the inflatables at Home Depot, so I'm just going to incorporate, and I call him Terry the non-denominational gift delivery dragon.
I hear dragon. I think Game of Thrones. I think very scary, burning up livestock.
No, no, no. This is much more original Pete's dragon.
Still killed lots of. They don't. That's not in the original. Well,
listen,
but
Griffin,
still
I understand you have a lot of questions, and I know usually when I'm
that
a lot of piece of
paper. That is the biggest font I have ever seen printed on a piece of paper.
This is not a sad lib, I promise. But you've got some questions. And
should
so,
I take the questions? Okay.
Wait. Do you want to do the questions or the answers? I've written up a frequently asked questions segment.
This is like a hymn, like a call and response. All right. Frequently asked questions. Number one, is Terry really a dragon?
Glad you asked, Griffin. He is 3/4 dragon. His mother is half unicorn. Okay.
You've made us party to this in a way. Why does Terry deliver presents?
Because your parents pay him. Well, technically, your parents pay taxes, and then those taxes go to pay Terry. However, Terry is not a government employee. He is an independent contractor. Great, all right?
Can I skip this next one?
No,
just the answer.
Do it.
What does Terry bring the bad kids?
The same thing he brings all kids. Terry doesn't judge. He's done some stuff, too. Nice try. Nice try.
I wrote this before I remembered. Okay.
Not today. But he served his time, and he's... And then it just cuts off in
the
air.
Oh, the rest of it's supposed to be keeping his nose clean.
Keeping his nose clean. Thank
Great.
You.
Okay.
Do I need to...
Yeah.
I'm, like, I should mention, pretty sick and sailing on Dayquil right now. And so, as far as I know, this is all a weird, bad dream that I'm having. Do I need to write Terry a list of what I want?
No. Terry monitors your internet search history to determine what you really want.
Do I need to leave treats out for Terry?
No. Terry is on a special diet that his herbalist laid out for him. Terry will eat dinner before he starts. It's fun. It's whimsical. He also carries a power bar with him in case he gets hungry.
What if I don't believe... This is the final question. What if I don't believe in Terry?
You don't have to believe in Terry because he believes in you.
So that's just my little contribution to Candle Nights.
Hey, it's funny you mentioned that. I also have a Candle Nights mascot idea. I didn't know that so many props would be sort of brought to the equation. But my idea is this. The little boy from the Christmas Shoes song.
Uh-huh.
Just poach him. Like the, do you hear me now guy?
Oh, we take him.
And now we take him.
From Christmas.
From the Christmas
Christmas
Shoes
will not
song.
Miss that boy.
He's got a lot of brand appeal.
Uh-huh.
And I also think in the current sort of economic political climate, there's gonna be a lot more, shall we call them, Christmas Shoes opportunities. No, now listen. The song Christmas Shoes is proof that trickle-down economics works.
There it is.
Because we make big cuts for the Christian country music stars.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then they buy little boys Christmas shoes.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
In case their mama meets Jesus tonight.
Okay, got it.
And so Jesus isn't like, I don't know, you got old shoes. I don't know about all this.
It all works. They're new shoes. Have you heard the song Christmas Shoes?
No, that's what I'm
saying. Shall I sing every word of it?
Yes.
All right, well, that was my bit.
I have my own Candle Nights mascot. As you know, Candle Nights is a pan-religious, pansexual, personal pan holiday for everybody. And we talk a lot about the first one and the third one, but we don't delve into the sexuality of Candle Nights enough. And we have a very sex-positive show, but we want it to keep it clean and keep it safe. So I would like to introduce you to my Candle Nights mascot, Rockin' Randy, the Safe Sex Santa. It's Randy.
It's him.
He's here. He came. Condoms. All right,
it's
Randy.
It's rubbers. It's real rubbers.
Real rubbers. He came, and so can you. Safely. Safely. All right, thanks, Randy. Now, listen, if you want a condom, raise your hand. He's not going to just throw them out to anybody, but he'll try to get a couple of you on the way.
I know children in the audience. If you catch one of these, just hand it to an adult. Didn't think that one through, Randy.
The adult may not know what to do with it, otherwise you wouldn't be here, kid.
And double check the expiration on these. They were bought last year.
Yeah, do check the expiration on Randy's gifts. Thank you. Thank you, Rockin' Randy, the Safe Sex Santa.
So far, so good.
He's self-explanatory. He writes himself. I don't need to...
This is maybe the closest we've come to being Conan O'Brien, and it makes me really happy. Yeah. Just introducing new characters.
New characters for the heck
of
it.
We're still pretty far away. Do you want to do...
I dyed my hair red.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, so we also do an advice show.
When we're not working on branding.
Yes, we take your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. We're going to do some questions here. We're going to do some audience questions as well.
Yeah.
At some point. We'll discuss those in a moment. Let's get into the help. Let's help some people.
Please.
For the past few years, my mother-in-law has been getting me presents for Christmas. These presents are always very religious-based. For instance, I've received a framed photo of Jesus.
That's about as religious as a present gets.
Yeah, really.
You do not get more religious than that.
Holy water. et cetera. And I am desperate to know what the et cetera is, frankly.
You know.
The problem is I'm not religious in the slightest, and these presents always end up sitting in a box in my basement or in a donation bin at Goodwill. What would...
Do y'all take holy water?
Okay. What would be the best way for me to get my mother-in-law to stop wasting money on presents I will never use? That's from Insistent In-Law Conundrum.
Now, you don't have to be especially religious to enjoy just a nice picture of the good man Jesus.
Yeah.
I also do want to say, I love your word choice. Are you here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you didn't say picture of Jesus, you said photo of Jesus.
Oh, man.
If somebody gives you a photo of Jesus, you should hang on to that.
Yes. That is worth something.
It belongs in a museum.
I also like the phrase, I'm not going to use these presents. I'm curious how one uses a nice photo of the Christ.
Well, that's it. Maybe your in-law doesn't think you're religious. They just think you're a vampire hunter.
No. Holy water, sure. They hate that. And they hate steaks in the heart and garlic and nice photos of the great dude Jesus.
Yeah. I can't imagine a vampire being cool with that part.
I think a vampire's coming like, here I come. And then you're like, boom. And they're like, huh.
Is that my thing?
How do I feel about this?
Huh.
It's not a mirror.
Let me try.
And I don't know if I'm bad with mirrors or I just can't see it.
Can I bite that or are you rubbing on my face or something? Because I do want to
throw
test.
It at me. Let's
throw it at me.
Let's see if that's a thing for me. I honestly don't know. I've never seen a photo of Jesus.
I'm also not religious, but is there a religious person who just has holy water? I thought that was just a thing that stayed specifically at church.
No, everybody's got it, right?
Yeah.
For what?
It's for the home game version of church.
I always keep a picture of Jesus in my wallet. And that's good for two reasons. Because if it's a religious person, I can show them and they'll be like, cool. And if it's a non-religious person, I show them and I tell them it's a picture of my uncle.
Which is also great because it's so rare that you get to show someone your uncle.
My uncle Jesus.
I keep his baseball card in my wallet.
That's so nice. That's good because a lot of times I'll get into argument about Jesus' RBIs.
Yeah.
So you can settle that real quick.
How about a Yahoo answer?
I'd love that.
This is a Yahoo that was sent.
Oh my God, the kid energy shoes. What?
Yeah, there's a lot of props.
Oh. I touched
it's really
him.
Great, by the way. I don't know if we talked about this in the behind the scenes thing. We have this whole scene where someone told us about kid energy, and it got cut from the show.
Yeah.
So now in the antique scene, it's just I was walking around going, this has got a lot of kid energy in it. It's like,
yeah.
It's one of my favorite weird things about our weird show.
Travis is doing some behind the scenes DVD commentary. Yeah.
Listen, we
got to
kill time.
We don't. Oh. This one was sent in by Level 9000. Yeah, Drew Druid. Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. From Yadru Answers user Remy, who asks, how could you probably react? That's wild. How could you probably react if you saw the Grinch totally naked?
Griffin's doing a Google.
Startling development. The Grinch is basically always naked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Including, okay, the cartoon version, you can get past that. The James Carey version, with the faces, can I get a full screen? No, I can't. The internet is not working very well. But the
you
faces.
You can Google it at home.
The faces he makes when you have to, like, confront the fact that he's not wearing pants or underpants the entire movie. Like.
It's rough. It's rough. Because he's not, you know? And the thing is, when he plays Santa, he puts on a jacket, but also no pants.
So he knows. He understands.
He knows. Sin has been introduced to the world of the Grinch. Like, he knows about shame and sin. He just, like, doesn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing. The Who's wear clothes.
The Who's do know about clothes.
And the Who's are wearing clothes. And so what we have here is a man naked living by himself in a cave on top of a mountain just ranting and raving about stuff and stealing things.
Yeah.
Enjoy, children.
Yeah. Also, he breaks into their houses still quite nude.
Pretty nude.
Yeah.
Nude where it counts. He's got a jacket on.
I mean, he might have two totally bodacious nipples.
Yeah.
That the Santa jacket. Anyway, how would I react if I saw the Grinch totally naked?
You.
Breaking and entering in my house, I would say, no, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Please leave.
We don't need any. Also, if you wouldn't be able to see the Grinch naked because he's microscopic.
Okay.
This has been bothering Justin all week.
We talked about this a lot.
Horton Hears a Who, right?
Yeah.
The Who's are on a speck of dust.
Yes.
And they live on a speck of dust.
Yes.
The Grinch lives adjacent to Whoville, on the outskirts of Whoville, beyond the county line, I assume. And so we can extrapolate from that, like, and nobody wants to talk about it. The Grinch is microscopic.
Yeah.
Justin.
Yeah.
Aren't we living on a speck of dust?
Oh, dunk.
Whoa. No, it's a big planet. It's called Earth.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Nice try. You wouldn't see the Grinch. He's microscopic. You could have inhaled the Grinch while you've been here.
You're right. We're living inside of a tiny universe in a cat's collar.
No. I'm sure about this one. It's a big planet.
No, but it's in a cat's collar.
It
I
is
saw
in
it
a cat's
documentary.
Collar.
What? No. It's a big planet.
It's a
cats
big planet. The cat's collar is very large.
Cats are this big.
No, the cats you know. The cats you know and love.
I know
but
cats.
But what if there was a bigger cat?
Tigers. No, it wouldn't fit in a tiger.
Bigger than that.
Lions? I mean, there's no...
Bigger still.
No.
Big enough that it could wear a universe?
Saber-toothed tiger. That's the biggest one I know about.
That is the biggest cat, yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know.
Here's
well,
we
do
mention
our TED
that
talk.
We're referencing Men in Black so the people in the audience don't think we're all Dayquil tripping
I've never seen the film.
Justin's only seen Men in Black 3. Does that exist?
We gave some very close friends a housewarming gift. It was an embroidered thing my wife had made, commissioned, not made ourselves.
You just said made.
It says made in the question. I calls them like I sees them. To commemorate their wedding day. It was nice. Oh, there's more. They later passed on a gift to us after we had a kid, a book and some clothes. Very nice and thoughtful. Also,
that wasn't Justin commenting. That it's written very
it's
nice.
Written.
And Justin, nice.
Very nice. Thoughtful. Good. And also the embroidered thing that we gave them. That was in the gift bag, too. How do you tactfully re-gift an ungifted gift? That's from Not Santa.
Okay, wait.
Okay. So you gave them an embroidered thing. They gave it back to you.
Was it in the same bag?
That's the only thing, which still sucks. Because it's still like, I know you did not enjoy that over the past several months. I do like the idea, however, of this object existing.
Yeah.
That is like a get out of present buying free
car. Yeah, talisman.
Because it's like, I'm going to give this to you this year, and I don't have to worry about getting you gifts. Next year, you give it right back to me, and we're cool on that one. I would love to institute this in our enormous, ever-growing family.
Yes.
Just like, I'll get a little acorn.
A magical acorn. As seen in the hit film, The Christmas Prince.
A little magic acorn from the movie Christmas Prince, and I'll just give it to Travis. Merry Christmas.
Oh, wait, and then...
No presents, though. But then next year, you can give it to Justin. You don't have to worry about getting him presents.
Well, what do I get? Wait, what do I get you?
Gifts still, yeah. I was the first one to think of the magic acorn thing.
Okay, so it's not like... this isn't undoing the idea of buying presents for each other.
No, it's just to get out of jail free.
Or there's like one person you don't... Like, you're going down your list, and you're like, okay, Rachel, Teresa... Travis, actually, no, we're giving him the acorn this year, so that's...
But then next year, he gets to give the magic acorn away.
Is the acorn all I get?
Yes.
From everyone?
Maybe. I'm still workshopping this.
Would everyone get him a discreet acorn?
I don't want Travis to just get 20 acorns Christmas morning.
But think about that. Then he's got 20 acorns to play with next Christmas. So he could just burn them up all at once, or just like, I don't have anything for them, here's the acorn.
Everyone gets acorns back?
Everyone gets their acorns this year.
I think this is what Christmas with the Cranks is about.
Okay. I've never watched it very closely, but...
Okay, so...
Yes.
Christmas 1.
Yeah.
Christmas 0.
You get acorn.
One acorn.
Congratulations.
I have acorn.
Yes.
Trav have acorn.
Okay, Trav have acorn.
Then no Trav... gifts.
What?
No gifts, just acorn.
But the acorn is the greatest gift. Because you plant it in the ground, next year you have a bunch of acorns.
Whoa.
That's how fast trees grow.
Shh, don't tell him.
Okay, so then Christmas 2.
Yep.
I give acorn.
Same acorn. Don't go out on the street and find some dirty acorn that a dog touched.
And I
really, actually, I'm thinking about it. This is not a great gift, because you have to keep track of where an acorn is for a year.
I don't know where my car keys are now.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be a large novelty acorn?
Good question. In a special box, perhaps, or just loose acorn?
The size is not what makes it magic.
What is what makes it magic?
The fact that if you eat it, you turn into a lion.
Okay. Repeatedly, or just the one?
Just the one. Use it wisely, son. When do you most need to turn into a lion in the coming year? Make sure you don't.
Does it recharge when I re-gift it to someone else?
Yes.
Or is it
it's a different animal.
So I'm not taking Griffin's lion time away.
No,
you
no,
definitely
no.
are. What are we talking about?
I have.
What are we doing?
We
just came up with the first draft of Animorphs, which they flushed down a toilet, and they're like, we got to start over.
Yeah.
How about a Yahoo?
Yes, that'd be good.
Wow, gang. I'm looking at the clock. Was that 20 minutes?
Go ahead. Hey, Griff, go ahead and start the Yahoo.
You're going to freaking interrupt me with
No, I'm not. I promise. Just start the Yahoo, Griff. Sheesh. Sheesh. Sheesh Louise, man. Where's the trust?
This is a really serious Yahoo, and it's about a really, really serious subject. And if you all could not laugh for a little bit, because it's going to be, like, pretty heavy. And been wrestling with this one for a while, but
yeah.
I feel like Candle Nights is the right season for it. And it's going to bring things down, but it's important topics.
Go whenever you're ready, man.
And is sent in by...
Are you gonna pop that?
No.
I want too much.
I thought Travis was going to do a balloon break on you. I was so scared.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast. I'm going to sip my beer here and we'll get started.
Sip of his root beer.
Root beer. Regal Cinemas.
What? They're not in the game. They don't get to play.
Well, no, that's just what Justin says every time he takes a drink of root beer.
Regal Cinemas has entered the game.
A new challenger.
A new challenger arises. Welcome, first off, of course, welcome to the game Regal Cinemas. Thank you to Bethany for sending this one my way. It's much appreciated. And Regal Cinemas has just announced that they'll be serving Cheetos popcorn featuring Cheetos flavored popcorn.
Yeah.
Along with actual Cheetos mixed in.
No. No.
It'll be
it's Gorp for monsters.
It'll be sold in 32-ounce cups at Regal Cinemas beginning this Friday, December 15th. Just in time to watch.
They're not going
to
serve it on a charcuterie board.
Just in time to watch Star Wars The Last Jedi with a lot of Cheeto dust on your fingers.
Well, more than was probably already there.
So what does John Curry of Regal Cinemas have to say? Cheetos popcorn is our gift to Regal fans enjoying their favorite movie this holiday season.
I hope you kept the receipt, my dude.
Do you think the popcorn is Cheeto flavored when they start, or they just put the Cheetos in there and the leprosy spreads?
If that's the case, you could make anything flavored popcorn. This one's Drano flavored. We put a couple Dranos in there, shook it all around. Now that's what I call cooking.
A 2016 survey conducted by market research firm Harris revealed that millennials are over 75% more likely to spend money on experiences rather than physical products.
Now, what they don't tell you is that company is actually one guy named Harris. He walked around going, hey, you guys like Cheetos?
So this summer, you remember the Cheetos pop-up restaurant by Ambrell? No. So this is sort of in the same. It says here, Cheetos are the latest craze, and it's going to be an experience. I don't know what that means.
I love in that line saying that this is a food experience. They are literally saying, we've made a new food dare. It ain't going to be good, but you can Instagram it, tell your friends all about
that it. That is one of the things I've learned about Munch Squad, like by doing Munch Squad, is how often the language, if you read between the lines, is like, listen, we know.
We know.
But you're going to eat it.
As a joke.
Yeah, because someone will be like, isn't this weird? And you'll be like, it's not weird. I'd eat it. No, you wouldn't. Yeah, I would. And then you'll eat it.
Then you'll eat it. Regal Cinemas is the first national cinema chain to offer Cheetos popcorn.
Yes.
Congratulations. Congratulations, yeah. Regal Cinemas. There's you did it.
There's some independent movie house who's like, but we were technically the first. It's like, we said chain.
Sean Matthews of PepsiCo, which owns Frito-Lay, announced his enthusiasm for the team-up, one would hope. Matthews claimed that Cheetos and popcorn are, quote, the ultimate movie snack combination. Hey, my dude, how about you pump the brakes a little bit? How about that? You just made up this wild thing, and you're like, better than Junior Mints, better than popcorn. It's Cheetos popcorn. Cheetos, the ultimate movie snack.
I've never had Cheetos at a movie.
It's illegal.
No.
So here's Sean Matthews detailing his excitement in a written statement, which I assume some of the excitement is lost in translation, but we're excited to give moviegoers a chance to experience Cheetos in an unexpected and delicious new way.
We're going to hide these little guys.
You'll never
see it coming.
Yeah, Cheetos where you least expect them.
This is so the most
Cheetos and popcorn are the ultimate movie snack combination. That's how he said it in context. And Regal Cinemas is the perfect partner because they nasty to launch Cheetos popcorn nationally. So congratulations to Regal Cinemas. It says in the story it's not clear whether they'll be selling other versions of the popcorn with the flaming hot Cheetos. But it seems pretty much like a no-brainer.
I would mess with that, actually. I would goof off with some Flaming Hot Cheetos popcorn. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you'd crush that, right?
Here's the problem. Popcorn, light crunch. I set my mouth to crunch level 3. Cheetos, a bit of a, got a snap to them. That's mouthwell crunch level 6.
Yeah.
You put those both in there, I'm either going to hit a Cheeto and be like, or I'm going to hit popcorn, over crunch it.
It's a big problem that nobody's willing to talk
nobody's
about.
Well, how are you, what are you, you either got to firm up that popcorn, soften up those Cheetos, Regal.
I assume that just like, they'll statistically reach a similar level of crunch.
When they pop horrible. The Cheetos with the corn.
Yeah, right.
Soft Cheetos and hard popcorn both is bad. They're just where they need to be.
And they're also proud to announce their new technology of having wet wipes built into the armrest.
Right. Imagine the lights come up to the film and you're just like, what did I do?
No. It's like waking up as a werewolf covered in blood and there's a deer carcass next to you.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
It's cheese dust.
It's cheese dust. And there's a deer carcass next to you.
It's served out of a deer carcass.
Yeah. A 32-ounce deer carcass.
Can I read this Yahoo now, please?
Yes, please.
It was sent in by Brooke Strickland. Thank you, Brooke. It's an anonymous Yahoo answer. Oh, that's you? Hi. Thank you. It was sent in by an anonymous user, but I'm going to call them.
No, it was sent in by Brooke Strickland.
Oh, the asker is anonymous.
Okay. I thought you just took that away from Brooke. You know what, Brooke?
Actually, Brooke did ask this one. That's why. No, I won't put this on you. It's by Dougie. Asks, if you were in hospital over Christmas, what happens to all the sick people when the hospital closes on Christmas Day?
No one's asking these questions.
I've always wondered this. Update, or is it just that certain hospitals don't celebrate Christmas? I was in the hospital the other day visiting my nan, and there was Christmas trees all around the place, so I don't get why they don't close. All right, now listen. You're gonna need to inject yourself with this tomorrow at noon. Not this one. This one will kill you instantly. Dead.
This is for him. This is for that guy over there.
And he's asleep, so if you could give that to him, that would be great.
Yes, don't switch them, because both are gonna kill each of you. What's your name, Mike? I'm gonna put an M on this one. What's his name? Mark? No!
I've already written the M. I'm just gonna write ARC.
Just inject yourself with half of both of them, and you'll probably be cool.
So I'm just going to leave these. Wait a minute. Which one was the? You know what? I don't know. Figure it out. It's Christmas. I'm gone.
I just assumed that it being Christmas, Santa just healed everybody.
You have not listened to Christmas shoes. Santa. Santa don't get to everyone. Because then you don't meet Jesus tonight with your great shoes that a rich country musician bought for you.
I see. Then they probably just induce coma in everyone.
Jesus!
Sail through the night. They bring in all the interns, and they let the interns take care of it.
I bet that is actually a pretty close to the truth. I know some of Sydney's colleagues are here, and I'm assuming that's pretty much right.
Oh, boy.
Can't you just give them enough vitamins that they'll hang?
Yes. Just open the window, give them a cup of water, they'll be fine. I'm thinking of plants.
Leave them some Cliff Bars.
They set up a bunch of webcams on everybody, and they're just constantly checking in. Ha, unwrap it. Good present, Jeffrey. Oh, I gotta go. Oh, I gotta go right now.
I gotta go. Why did I decide to live 45 minutes from the hospital? This is bad, y'all. Both my bosses are hunters. They recently asked me if I'm a hunter as well. My social anxiety kicked in,
I
said yes.
Of course you did.
I do not hunt.
No, you don't.
I do not want to hunt.
Nope.
I don't know why I said yes.
I do know. I know.
Now they know. They talk about hunting a lot with me, and I've just been faking my way through the conversations. The problem is they are now planning an expensive moose hunting trip to Canada, and they want me to join them. Since it's Canaanites, and this question isn't really thematically related, I'm going to change that to reindeer. Okay.
It's equally as buck wild as hunting a moose, I feel like, maybe.
How do I get out of this trip without letting them know I am a socially awkward liar? That's from hunting
for help in New York.
Are you here? Okay, this is easy.
Is it?
Yeah. When they're like, come with us and hunt reindeer, you say, oh, I don't hunt reindeer.
I don't like that at all.
No.
And this is going to work in twofold. One, you're not going to have to go on this hunting trip. Two, they're never going to want to talk to you again.
You mean people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're implying that you hunt people.
I hunt people.
Like the pest.
Yes. Like in the pest.
There were people in the audience that were apparently waiting for the pest connection.
Say it. Say it. Yes!
If you've ever read the book, the short story, The Most Dangerous Game, it's based on the pest. Here's what you do. You go on the hunting trip, but twist, you're a double agent. That's right. You're working with the reindeer.
You don't think...
You kill your bosses?
You can't shoot your bosses.
No, you don't shoot. Hunting's not like back and forth. I'm saying like... I'm saying you just like... When your boss is about to get a good shot, you're just like, get him, Ted!
Yeah.
And you scream...
The gun goes burning!
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got so psyched. You're about to murder that animal. And I got psyched out of my mind, dude.
You were doing so good with your scopes and triggers and stuff.
I just got super excited.
I got so... Hey, let me help out with the next one. I can do some extra DPS with you. Pop, 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 pop. Oh, I missed all my shots, and he got away.
Well, here's what you do, right? When you get there, and they start unpacking their guns or whatever, you pull out, like, a small penknife, and you say, like, oh, you hunt with guns?
Now,
I just thought you were in it for the challenge. Or maybe you just, like, sharpen your fingernails with a file, like, oh, I hunt. And then you just, like, smear yourself with mud.
Can you dress like a reindeer and then show up and, like, oh, you all are on that team. All right. I thought we were on the reindeer team. I was just going to run with my boys out there from y'all. All right. Well, I guess I'll go home. I don't really know how to do it on your team. I'm usually a reindeer when I play. So
when I play hunting.
Do you think reindeer have, and all animals have hunting too, but for them it's like an extreme sport?
So wait, you don't mean like do animals hunt?
No,
because
they don't
yes.
hunt. I'm saying like they call it hunting.
Their side of it.
Their side is like, I don't know, man. I just feel so alive.
They're
like
playing defense to your offense.
They know where the hunting happens, right? So they could stand outside of it. But they're like, okay, all right, come on. Come on, here I go.
There's like
here
a reindeer behind a bush going, I'm going out there. Time me.
Oh, God.
I feel alive.
I felt so good. Oh, my God. Woo, my heart's
it
racing.
Like, it smells like Coors Light. The game is on.
It's just like a bullet hits a tree and they duck back and they're like, I'm ready to marry Deborah. I'm ready.
It's time.
What have I been waiting on? I took this to open my eyes.
They just tie a bungee cord to you and then you sprint out as fast as you can and then they yank you back. It's thrilling.
This is the best stag weekend I've ever been on.
Oh. He didn't even know. He didn't even know.
Thrilling.
How about one more Yahoo, and then we can go to the audience. No response from my brothers, who are both adjusting their chairs for maximum comfort. I'll take your still silence as a go for it, Griffin, my brother. We're supporting you. God.
I had a lot of garlic bread, and I was burping quietly.
Jeez.
Got me right in my funny spot.
So I'm standing by Zoe Kinski riding high. Thank you, Zoe. It's Yahoo Answers user. Sorry, something's gone wrong. But we're going to call them Dougie again. I can get down here with my sick voice. You like it?
You've done a pretty good job, though. I meant to tell you.
Thank you. Maybe after the show we can do a debrief.
I'm just saying, I think you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you because you're kind of playing through it. And
Dougie asks. And let us know if we've done this one before.
Don't.
No, do. What would happen if you were to drink the water that was from where Frosty Snowman melted?
Okay, we're good. All right. Good. Okay, now think about it for a second. You wouldn't drink all of Frosty, right?
Can I take it slightly one step back?
Yeah.
Is this to imply that this person watched Frosty melt and went,
You would have to get busy pretty fast. Like, oh, my best friend. Hey, you know what?
There's only one concrete way to do it. You gotta mop him up with a towel and then twist, wring it into your mouth.
Or, Frosty, I know, listen, it's July 18th. Like, it's incredible you're still here. The only way we're gonna pull through this, stand in that bathtub. I'm gonna drink you all up once you go. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna get 100% of you inside me, and then you'll be a silent passenger.
So you drink Frosty,
His
spirit is just within you?
And his consciousness. That part's important.
Okay.
He's trapped. It's basically like Get Out, but with snowmen.
So you like hear a voice in your head that's like, frolic with those children.
Put on the hat.
You could pull it off.
Smoke that pipe, you
sweep
dirty boy.
Sweep
the street or whatever.
Sweep the street with your stupid broom.
You could have saved her. I gave you all the clues.
Griffin, have you ever watched a frame of that?
I have not watched the trailer for The Snowman.
You have referenced The Snowman like 9 times on this show.
Isn't it a book?
I don't know.
It's both.
Okay.
I've just seen the hilarious billboards.
So
in my version of Frosty the Snowman.
What's your perfect version of Frosty?
Here's my
the
perfect
Snowman.
Version. As Frosty, like Frosty's like melting, right? Melting, and just like his head sticking up. And one kid is just like, there are places that are always cold. Frosty. I'm sorry, no one else will tell you. There are places it's always cold.
Yeah.
You could just go live there, my man.
Like Antarctica?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for now. Uh-oh.
We'll get him next Earth. We're just in a cat's something, I guess.
Drank Frosty.
We're all always drinking Frosty all the time. He's everywhere. He evaporated and he's everywhere.
Okay. But then I understand, thank you, seventh grade science, how the cycle works. You drink it,
you pee it.
Yuck.
It goes to the reservoir.
We had to skip that chapter in my class.
It evaporates.
Yes.
It snows again. Frosty's back and he knows what you did.
He knows what you did. He was inside of you. He knows your debit card number. He knows your soch. He knows your address. He knows how Vicky likes her back rubbed. He knows all of it.
He knows it all. And he's probably mad.
And he's probably going to steal your identity.
Yeah. He's probably pissed.
Jesus, Travis. That's like 4 in 5 minutes.
Was that even a cut? That was almost kind of a cuss, too, in some
circles.
It was
almost like, I did run it through a couple times, like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
I think they say piss on Doug.
In my least favorite episode.
Piss on Doug.
All right, Frosty, you're the boss. We need to do some audience questions.
Yeah, can we get house lights turned on? All right, so stay in your seats. We have a couple rules. First big rule everybody knows. Cool and great. We're going to take 2 people at a time. The house lights, can we get those turned on so we can see everybody? And we're going to take 2 people at a time, and then we're going to give you each a mic, and then you're each going to ask your question, and then we're going to figure out which one we can help out the most
great.
With.
You could even lower ours a little
because I can't see anybody. So stay in your seats.
That's perfect right there. That's
okay,
great.
But remember.
Oh, this got moody.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's really going to help. The questions need to be actual, like, things
questions
you can give advice
not
on. Not just this weird thing happened to me. Am I good? We can't really help with that. It may be really funny and great.
If we can just get full house. House lights. That would be radical.
Is there more house lights?
I know
lights?
That's a strange request.
Is somebody shaking sleigh bells? Or am I having a stroke?
Okay, now the house lights just went off. Okay, there
yay!
They are.
Hey,
everybody.
Hey, beautifuls.
All right.
Beautiful people.
So we're going to start.
I'm going to say this person with the matching red and black flannel. Yes.
Yeah. You're good. And then Over there in the green shirt, about third row. Yeah. We'll start with you. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Carissa.
Hi, Marissa.
Hi, nice shirt.
Marissa, thank you. With an M?
Carissa.
Carissa.
Thank you. With a C-H, but the H is silent.
Perfect.
Sick.
Yeah, cool.
What's your question?
So my question, it has to be Candle Nights themed, right?
Yeah, we should have mentioned that too.
Cool. I had two in my back pocket. So, I work in a planetarium.
Oh, cool. Cool.
We used to do...
Like they have snakes inside of it and turtles?
Exactly. We actually do have turtles, but not in the planet.
Wait.
It's fine.
Well, is it because the universe is just on a big turtle?
Yes. It's shaped like a turtle.
Okay.
Anyway, so we used to do this show about like the Christmas star, super classic. There was this really epic part. It was like the climax of the show where we would bring up a light behind the dome and it would illuminate this really wonderful like light up plastic nativity scene.
And this is a science place?
We don't do this show anymore.
Okay.
So
I need you to start the F over. It's like about the star because it's a celestial body.
But then at the climax
of the show, it's like, and then here's the nativity.
Well, because the wise men follow the star.
Right.
To the action
cool.
in the cave, right? I regret that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, we don't do the show anymore.
Okay.
But we did the show for years, like decades and decades. And there are multiple sets of nativity scenes now.
Okay.
Plastic, there are plaster ones. Anyway, I have a dome, like catwalk, full of nativity figurines now.
Yeah.
What can I do with them that is better than illuminating them at the climax of the show? How can I repurpose them?
Okay. So you have dozens of Josephs and Marys. Hi.
Hi.
What is your question?
My question. My
and what's your name? Your name.
Oh my name is Jim.
Jim?
Hi.
Oh, fun. Okay.
So we didn't plan this. We just happened to know each other.
Oh, how nice.
So
Jim,
hey,
can you lean into the microphone? Lean in a little bit.
Sure.
Thank you.
So my question is, I have a Christmas party that I have to go to next week.
Okay.
And it's Carissa's.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So we have a bunch of people that I know, and I've known them for my entire life.
Okay.
And then there are like three people that I have known for like a year, but I see them only once a year at this Christmas party. And we're supposed to get gifts for everybody. So what in the world do I get these people that I don't really even know?
$1,000 iTunes gift card. Magic Acorn is actually the best possible answer. This is why the Magic Acorn is so good, because now it's saying you've got a year to get to know me better.
This is a toughie, because I don't know anything funny to do with a bunch of nativity characters.
Okay, so you have a catwalk. Okay, wait, hold on. Jim?
Yes.
Wine in bags. Just hand... I mean, not loose wine, mind you. Unless you, like, get a box of wine and then take the box away and you just have, like, a bag of wine. That's fun. This is a fun time. But I'm saying just, like, a gift bag, put a bottle of wine in there. No one's ever been like, no, it's... Whatever, just...
You probably don't want it, but it's still like, oh, this is a present.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. It meets the bare minimum requirements for a present.
You've given me presents.
And give them some good advice about it, like, supposed to be a lot of good grapes in that one. Enjoy. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. How big are these bad boys?
They vary in size. The plaster ones are, like, super... They're, like... I think I could sell them for some money.
What's the biggest one?
I mean, selling them is obviously what you should.
They're not big. They're like this, like four, like 3 feet is the biggest one.
Okay.
But then there's like the plastic little ones that you'd have in like a front lawn.
Here's what you do. In the middle of the new show, they do.
I can't wait for this. I can't wait.
Light up one of them really bright and get on the mic and say, "Why have you forsaken me?"
You joke, but we do the voice of God a lot in there.
I'm going to ask again. This is a science place, right? This isn't like the planetarium at the Creation Museum.
Can you make the manger look like a little spaceship and wrap a Superman cape around the baby Jesus? And start the planetarium show like
Krypton. Beautiful emerald of space.
Looks pretty permanent right now, doesn't it, kids? Well, Check this out.
Well, let's lower down the city lights.
We do have, lasers, so we can Krypton add those in too.
So Superman or Selim.
Do the nativity, but put like five baby Jesuses out there.
I love that.
And don't say anything about it.
Just make it all just baby like Jesuses. All baby Jesus. Yeah, no, baby Jesus.
Baby
with,
Jesus
no, 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 baby Jesus.
Himself.
Baby Jesus with a staff. You know?
It's really
perfect.
Meta Christmas.
Does that help?
That so helps. Thank you.
Good, excellent.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
Justin, you pick one.
I am going to pick this person in a sweater. Festive. Real close to the mic. Come on down.
All right. Let's get somebody far away from the mic. Ha, 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 ha. There's somebody in a Santa coat that, like, ends at the elbow, and you've just stopped waving, and you've just put
yes.
it back up.
You have a watch like on your left people. Hand. Well, you missed it. There's a person in a sweater coming down. No.
Yeah, you got it. No,
no
come
hat.
On,
no
person.
Hat.
Yes,
you're already standing.
Person.
It's the battle of sweaters. Sweater battle. Let's start over here on this side first.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
So my question is that during this festive season, I like to tell people positive things I feel about them.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But my problem is that if I emotionally connect to the thing that I'm saying at the time, I end up sobbing uncontrollably.
Oh, no. Yes.
I'm really sensitive, I guess.
What do you think about Griffin?
No stuff.
He's high on NyQuil.
Yes.
Yes.
DayQuil, excuse me.
He had a show to do.
But if I don't emotionally connect to it, I sound sarcastic, whether it's written or spoken. So.
Okay.
I
wait,
know
no, don't. Don't advise. We've heard the question.
It's very good. What is your name?
My name is Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hi. So I have a little setup for my. It's
okay.
Not,
it's all right, Eric.
Five.
Now listen, Eric.
It's not a joke.
That's not a very good beginning.
I'm sorry,
okay.
I'm sorry. I'm really
so
nervous.
You're gonna have to speed things up. Okay.
All right. Okay. So
okay.
I have an incredibly cool family.
Cool.
My mom vapes. My little brother vapes.
Uh-huh.
Who else vapes?
Go on.
All right, so my mom vapes, my little brother vapes, my little brother's girlfriend vapes, my little sister sometimes gets into it, but we tell her no, because of nicotine, you know.
How little?
My little sister is 15.
Yeah.
You. Not, okay. No, okay. No. This is why we tell her no, I promise. Sorry. Too much information. So my other little brother thinks that vaping is really cool, too, and he still believes in Santa Claus, so he's like, hey, mom...
Now there's kids here. Now listen, that's because Santa's real.
He's like, hey, mom, can we get a vape for Santa Claus?
Okay.
And so my mom, being my mother, was like, yeah, sure. Let's get a vape for Santa Claus.
Yes.
And now my little brother, and he's like 9 years old.
Yes.
His,
okay.
His plan is to wait by the fireplace
yes.
with a vape pen in his hand for
yes.
Santa Claus to come down
uh-huh.
to offer the vape pen. And I need advice to tell him not to do that
yeah.
and why it's a bad idea, but without hurting his...
Uh-huh.
Sarah, thank you so much.
No.
No, listen, I can actually help you, Sarah.
Sarah, both are extremely good.
Sarah, just be sincere and cry. Crying rules.
Yeah. Crying rules.
Just do it. This feels amazing.
It's a great gift to give somebody as your tears. Just stand right
now,
there. And
it is important that you don't do it back to back with like different people. Like, so you're not just like, hey, I think you're great. And you cry for it. And then you turn and you're like, hey, and you like, that
yeah,
might
take my
cheap in it a little
bit. And then
bit.
I get some of his tears when you're doing mine. Cause I'll know.
But
thank
it,
you.
So does that help?
Yes, very much.
Excellent.
Thank you.
So.
Okay.
Now, first, look into my eyes. Is this true?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I believe it. It's true. Okay.
First of all, what kind of fat rig you got planned for Santa, right?
Yeah.
This isn't just going to be
you
like
said
a simple thing,
vape
right?
pen. I don't want some throwaway well, cotton candy.
You're
little...
going to have something. Okay. Let's back up. Does the sleigh have a USB on it? Because yeah. if you have, like, a pass-through that he can vape along, That's fine.
Yes. Plug it right into the car charger. Now you're vaping that Christmas spirit.
Yeah. If he can vape whatever the thing is running off of, unless he like overcharges it, he burns up all his fuel on vaping.
That's Elf 2.
Elf 2.
Ed Asner vapes up all the Christmas spirit. I've really stepped in it this time.
The other, or like, so that would be a good option. Are you want like juice recommendations or like what do you need exactly?
So he actually decided the flavor of the juice and it's peppermint.
Perfect.
Yes. Yeah. First.
So no advice needed for that one.
Great. Perfect.
What I need to
You don't want this to happen.
I want him to believe in Santa Claus, but I don't want
because
him to like
because he's real.
Yes, because Santa Claus is real. Sorry. Santa
Thank
Claus
you.
Is real.
But Santa doesn't vape and you're worried your brother will be disappointed.
Yes.
When he's like, take this cig rig.
Yes.
Okay, like, stop.
I actually don't.
Stop. Have we learned anything new about Santa in the past century? No. Still, big red suit, big bushy beard, fun hat.
A great big bushy beard.
Loves cookies and milk. That dude likes other stuff. It's been 100 years. We haven't added anything to the Santa.
He serves in Australia.
As far as we know, Santa doesn't like, has never seen a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's never folded into his character.
It's entirely possible that Santa vapes.
I mean, it's a long night. That nicotine is a stimulant, and it can help keep him awake.
And, you know, he might not know he vapes yet, but he does vape. You know what I mean? It's that moment of, like, I don't know if I do. I do.
I do. I'm addicted.
It is.
Ho, ho. What if Santa does vape, but only on Christmas? It's like, this is kind of my thing.
Not just for the S-mail.
I can look forward to this holiday, finally.
It is December 22nd.
Yes.
You have 3 days to find a costume shop, buy a Santa suit, and make this incredible dream come true. God.
And I would implore you, please use some of that time finding a vape pen that definitely will not explode. Because that image is going to be a hard one to shake.
So I have to get a Santa outfit.
Yes.
And hope
Gotta vape.
Yeah, hope my... Hope
learn
my,
some tricks.
Do some fat O's or whatever.
That's what we call them.
Dab or whatever. And then hope that the pen that my little brother gives me in a costume doesn't explode in my
face.
It's
fun. Right. It's fun.
Just Christmas
That's
fun.
The holidays. Does that help?
Yes, that helps
Thank
very
you
much.
Thank you so much.
All right. One more? One more.
Yeah.
All right,
we're
going to
do one more. Let's see. I want to go a little bit further back. We haven't done anybody, like, on the left. It looks like somebody's got, I can't see anything. I'm so sorry.
Red everybody. Shirt. Yes. You just look down. Yes, you. Come on up. Look in your heart. Are you the next person?
Now,
You're waving your finger, wiggling your fingers. You just, you're doing pumping arms. And
yes,
yeah.
Come on down, pumping arms.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
Hi, what's your name?
Brett.
Hi, Brett.
Hello, Griffin.
Hi.
Brett, are you gonna be trouble?
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you for the honesty. Go on.
What is your question, Brett?
Okay, so my next door neighbors are super in love with Christmas. They love it so much. And they are the only house on the entire street that goes all in on that.
Whoa, that's brave.
Yeah, they're very. Anyways, there's a point where enough is enough.
As you loudly announce every time you leave your home. Listen!
Now, Brett, admittedly, I'm concerned what you're about to ask for our help with, but go on.
Go on.
The breaking point for me is... the giant inflatable Christmas minion. I can't do that.
I don't have one.
How
no,
giant?
But my across the street neighbor does. My across the street neighbor is also blaring Christmas music literally 24 hours a day, which is only weird because they live there with their bodies. I can hear it in my house. I'm across the street. Anyway, so what? How can
how
we
do,
help?
How do you make it look like an accident? Is that what the question is, Brett?
No, I have too much social anxiety for this. How do I subtly let them know that?
Enough, they got it. Yeah.
A tasteful note. Okay,
that's very good. Thank you.
All right, Brad, thank you.
What is your name? Hello.
Hi, I'm Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
So my roommate really loves snow. He gets really excited about it. Except the area where we live, the way it usually works is the entirety of the fall and the beginning of winter, it just sort of rains all the time.
Yeah.
And then we get one big snow in, like, the beginning of February. So he basically spends the entirety of the fall semester of college going, why isn't it snowing?
Oh, is he Charlie Brown?
Sometimes I think he thinks he is. He just sits and stares out the window. We have, like, a big window on the one wall, and he just goes, why isn't it snowing, Caroline? I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. But then when the snow comes in February, he's like over it. And he's like, oh God, this snow. Like,
it sounds terrible.
So are you looking for, you want us to help you find a cool new roommate, I guess?
I love him. I just, how do I respond to something like this and actually help him feel better?
Don't.
Even though he doesn't really appreciate the February snow.
Listen, you know what it sounds like to me?
No, wait, hold on. We have to choose one.
I want to talk about, I want to make minion jokes, so I think the
okay, crew. We are going to talk about the minion inflatable, but do get a new roommate.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Your roommate doesn't like snow. He likes complaining.
All no, right, I don't want to dunk on this. No, I get it.
I do.
Nothing
this is normally when the person's like, and they're here with me now.
Yeah. Nothing's worse than one snow and having it rain, because it's like, I would rather it just be dry and warm. Right? Weather jokes. This is nothing.
You tried though, Griffin.
I did my best.
Yeah, do find a new roommate. Does that help?
Yeah. Or get a snow machine.
Or get a snow machine.
And do it inside the apartment and be like, what's up now? Your Xbox is broken.
I thought you liked snow.
Prove it.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.
Brett.
Yeah. So how do you subtly let your neighbors know that enough is enough? Well, you're really, also a person with social anxiety along this, what you're asking is, how do you do enough that you feel like you've done something without actually inconveniencing anyone else?
Yes.
Okay. Brett.
Brett, I got a plan for you.
Oh, shoot. Justin went first.
Do you?
Go for it.
Do the exact same display they have. And then walk out of your house like, do you see? Look at this. This is like you. This is how you did it.
Really hold a mirror up.
Yeah,
to
do you? This, it's like this.
But on your side.
But on your side.
For me and for everyone.
Just, it's, but it has to be the exact same. Like,
Brett.
Yes.
How much do you know about stop motion animation?
Not enough to know where this is going.
Every day, every night. You're going to put on your stage manager gear, your all black garb, run into the yard, and you're going to turn the minion about 10 degrees. Every day, little by little, till suddenly that minion's not confronting the street. It's looking in their child's window.
Okay. Becky, you're gonna think I'm having fun, but just for a second, look out the window. No,
I've done this with you.
No, this time
no,
I'm serious.
For real.
For real, look.
Has it always been looking in here?
We're trying to make love. And it's out there like banana or whatever.
And now I have to confront the fact that I'm into that.
I love this.
I love this now.
What am I supposed to do with this information?
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Brett, does that help?
Yes.
Thank you, Brett.
Thank you, Brett.
Thank you. I owe you my life.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
We have to thank so many people for helping us put this together. First of all, Paul. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
So everybody here tonight who bought tickets, which I hope is everyone, you didn't just sneak in off of the streets.
and bought posters downstairs. There's posters for sale, and jammed money into the tummy of the clown box, and purchased these beautiful stars on the front of the stage, which thank you so much to Riley.
Riley,
and
everybody, are you still around, Riley? She may be in the dressing room, but wherever Riley may be.
Riley and she's the Smurls spent so much time on this.
Yeah, there were a lot of people who spent their entire day today gluing things to this.
Yeah, but Riley
stars.
Just did that. She's 17. When I was 17, I wasn't doing that.
No.
I wasn't helping people.
All of you, though, have helped raise money for Big Brothers Big Sisters of South Central West Virginia.
Which... Yeah, I don't know if you all know the story behind that, but they recently lost some donations because they helped LGBTQ youth in our community.
And so they lost a lot of funding, which
lost a lot of funding.
Sucks.
Sucks. So we looked at that and thought, maybe not. Maybe
Sarah,
they didn't.
Are you here, Sarah? Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
That's Sarah,
Hello.
Sarah from Big Brothers Big Sisters. Thank you so much for doing everything that you do.
So it's... So
between everything, the ticket sales and the posters and the money jammed inside the clown box, which, God, I love everything about that sentence. And
yeah,
the
make
stars,
sure he's still there. So if you want to jam some more money into the clown box.
We'll make Sarah fish that out of the clown box's tummy, which is great.
And now, honestly, it's mostly Riley's thing.
It's mostly Riley's thing, which is huge and incredible.
It's a total of $48,342. And we have the fun job because, like, we get to say that number without doing any of the actual work except for this, what you see here.
We cannot be thankful enough between, like, this and the help that everybody provides with the Mabim Bam Angels Project every single year. These are people who are, like, most of them are never going to come to Huntington, never going to meet the people who they are benefiting. And the fact that they are doing that for our hometowns just because they enjoy a podcast is, like... It is so moving and so breathtaking, and so I'm so thankful to all of you. Thank you so, so, so much.
Thank you for supporting our community and coming out. We hope everybody had fun when they're in Huntington. We gave a lot of restaurant recommendations. If you're traveling out tomorrow, I would recommend Jolly Pirate Donuts or Tudor's Biscuit World.
Yes. Those are classics.
Two local classics, or get a brunch over at
the Peddler,
or Bonhoff. Yeah, yeah, some nice.
There's so many good
nice options. We can list some other. This is a weird way to end a show. We're just gonna list
Let
a few
other. Let me get
on
Yelp real quick. Hold on. Oh. It's still pictures of Jim Carrey's scary Grinch face. Thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Thank you to Schmanners, Sawbones, and Still Buffering for opening up for us. Thank you to...
Thank you again to Akinbucky.
Akinbucky for this.
For this. Akinbucky, I think we said it, but they also did all of the like set designs and stuff for the My Brother, Me TV show.
So they made Super Desk.
They made this and
the clown box, so it kind of balances out.
Sure. Thank you to City Hall for letting us keep doing shows here, even though I did just maliciously just savage the mayor's car.
Also, speaking of, in case you haven't seen it, the Candle Nights episode of the My Brother and Me TV show is available on verve.co, VRV.co.
Yes,
go watch that.
Thank you to our dad, the unkillable Clint McElroy.
Woo! So what we do is every episode of Mabim Bam, we have like a last question, and then we think about it, and then next week we return to it and answer it. So, Griffin, what is the last Yahoo for this episode?
Yeah, great. This one was sent in by Star X. It's by Yahoo Answers user Matt, who asks, do you enjoy a celebratory Christmas grapefruit? Is there anything more deciduous?
My name is Justin McElroy. I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, My Brother, and Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.